Good morning and welcome to Market Minutes. I'm Nandita Khemka. It's Tuesday, the 9th of December. Let's take a look at the cues for trade today. It was a tough start to the week for the markets as selling pressure gripped frontline indices and the broader market alike. The Nifty slipped below the 26,000 mark, ending the session deep in the red, with 46 out of 50 constituents closing lower. The sell-off wiped out nearly 7 lakh crore rupees in market capitalization from BSE-listed companies on Monday. The mid-cap index bore the brunt of the fall, recording its biggest single-day decline in 4 months, while market breadth collapsed sharply. The NSE advance decline ratio stood at a dismal 1:6. All sectoral indices closed the day in the red, led by defense and real estate stocks, which saw the deepest declines. Among mid-caps, Bharat Dynamics, FACT, Godrej Properties and Hudco were among the biggest losers, falling anywhere between 5 and 6%. Fino Payments Bank slumped more than 12% even after the RBI granted approval for its transition to a small finance bank. And Cairns Technology continued its slide, losing over 30% in just 4 sessions. On the fund flow front, foreign investors were net sellers to the tune of 650 crore rupees, while domestic institutions bought equities worth over 2,500 crore rupees on a provisional basis. Experts say the setup points to a consolidation phase, with the Nifty likely to oscillate between 25,800 and 26,200 in the near term. The decline also came with a 7% jump in India VIX to levels of 11, indicating rising caution among traders. For now, the sentiment remains weak in the short term, with the index seen drifting towards 25,730, while 26,000 is expected to act as an immediate resistance level. Meanwhile, the GIFT Nifty is signaling another day of weakness for the Indian markets. Let's take a quick check on the global markets this morning. Asian markets are mostly lower, tracking overnight weakness on Wall Street as investors turn cautious ahead of the US Fed's final policy decision of the year on 10th of December. The Fed is widely expected to deliver another 25 basis point rate cut, which would bring the federal fund rate down to 3.5% to 3.75%. However, experts expect the central bank to strike a more data-dependent tone on the path ahead. Japan's markets opened higher but quickly gave up gains, while South Korea's Kospi is trading with losses. In the US, stock futures edged slightly higher after US President Donald Trump approved a conditional deal allowing Nvidia to sell its H200 chips to China. Under the agreement, a quarter of the sales revenue will go to the US government. Nvidia shares gained over 2% in after-hours trading following the announcement. Overnight, US markets ended lower, with the S&P 500 slipping almost 0.5%, the Nasdaq composite ending with a negative bias, and the Dow down over 200 points. In the bond market, the 10-year Treasury yield climbed more than 2 basis points to 4.1%, while the US dollar firmed up against major currencies, rising back above the 99 mark on the dollar index. Traders are bracing for a busy week of central bank meetings and fresh guidance from the Fed, where a rate cut is largely priced in, but expectations for a deep easing cycle have moderated. In commodities, oil prices declined as traders monitored progress in the Ukraine peace talks ahead of the expected US rate cut this week. Brent crude fell nearly 2%, while gold prices were marginally lower as investors stayed cautious ahead of the Fed decision. Meanwhile, Trump has threatened to impose an additional 5% tariff on Mexico, citing what he called an unfair water shortfall that's hurting Texas farmers. He also signaled that his administration is ready to consider fresh tariffs on agricultural imports, including Canadian fertilizer and Indian rice, as he confronted farmers' complaints about cheap foreign goods undercutting US producers. The US Treasury Secretary, meanwhile, also said that the administration is still working towards a trade deal with India. This after Trump raised concerns over rice dumping from India. And in another development, a US judge rejected the Trump administration's attempt to halt wind energy permits, marking another legal setback for the White House. Now let's shift focus to the key stocks that could be in action today. Starting with Indigo, which was the top Nifty loser on Monday, tumbling 9%, its steepest fall in 4 years as flight disruptions continued across the country. Nearly 500 flights were cancelled during the day. The airline said its on-time performance is now back above 90%, adding that it has already refunded over 827 crore rupees to passengers. Rating agency Moody's called the crisis credit negative, flagging lapses in planning and oversight. It said IndiGo's failure to plan for new crew rostering rules under the revised FDTL norms is a key concern, though the fundamentals of its Baa3 rating remain intact. Moody's also warned that IndiGo's FY26 profitability could be negatively impacted. Meanwhile, Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu addressed Parliament, promising strict action against the airline. He said IndiGo failed to flag any potential issues before the mass cancellations, adding that internal complications within the airline were to blame for the crisis. Officials from the Civil Aviation Ministry and the DGCA are scheduled to meet IndiGo CEO Peter Elbers this morning to discuss the disruptions and steps to restore normal operations. IndiGo has also submitted a detailed response to the DGCA's show cause notice, stating that it's not possible to pinpoint exact causes yet and requesting more time for a full root cause analysis. Preliminary factors cited include minor tech glitches, winter schedule changes, bad weather, system congestion, and challenges with the new FDTL Phase 2 rostering rules. The airline said it had been in talks with the regulator about implementation difficulties and ultimately decided on a network reboot on the 5th of December. Mass cancellations to decongest airports and reposition crew and aircraft. Moving on to Mahindra & Mahindra, which posted strong November update. Total sales rose almost 20% year-on-year, while exports were up over 7.5%. Production volumes grew over 18% versus last year. ICICI Bank is also in focus after executing a share purchase agreement to acquire a 2% stake in ICICI Prudential AMC for 2,140 crore rupees. Siemens has approved the sale of its low-voltage motors segment, valuing the transaction at an enterprise value of 2,200 crore rupees. L&T has said that its board has approved the transfer of its realty business undertaking to a subsidiary through a slump sale. Among earnings, newly listed Fujiyama Power reported a strong set of second-quarter numbers. Net profit surged 97% year-on-year, while revenue jumped over 70%. EBITDA doubled to over 100 crore rupees and margins also improved to 18.1% from 15.2% last year. And finally, Physicswala reported an almost 70% year-on-year jump in net profit for the September quarter, with revenues crossing the 1,000 crore rupee mark, up 26% year-on-year. The company said both its online and offline operations contributed significantly to growth. It also approved the third tranche of investment in subsidiary Utkarsh Classes and EduTech, raising its stake to 75.5%. And before we wrap up, all eyes are on the Parliament winter session today, where some key discussions are on the agenda. In the Lok Sabha, members are set to take up a debate on electoral reforms, focusing on transparency and accountability in the electoral process. Meanwhile, in the Rajya Sabha, a debate on Vande Mataram is scheduled, with Home Minister Amit Shah expected to open the discussion. On the trade front, a US delegation led by Deputy US Trade Representative Ambassador Rick Switzer will visit India from 9th to 11th of December. Talks between the two sides are scheduled for December 10th and 11th, covering a wide range of trade-related issues, including tariffs and market access. That's all we have for you on Market Minutes today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for all the latest news and updates through the day. Thanks for listening and have a great trading day.